Congress has stalled on an immigration reform bill, so advocates have stepped up their focus on the Obama administration's deporting of 2 million people who the government says committed serious crimes or major violations of immigration law. Christine Newman-Ortiz of Milwaukee-based Voces de la Frontera says too many nonviolent people are being taken away from their family. She says recently federal immigration agents are detaining more people who come to county courthouses to help relatives or fight for their own rights.
We had three workers in one county who have a very legitimate case where the employer was stealing from their wages, stealing from, you know, the taxes, and they had a court appointment. And now, you know, they're afraid to go to court as victims of a crime.
Newman-Ortiz says activists are asking that courts be added to the list of sensitive sites that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will only raid under extreme circumstances. Schools, churches, and hospitals are already on the list. Today's Latino Advocates March in Milwaukee will, for the first time, end at the county courthouse. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.